Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Gary Vestal on the line, and he's owner and founder of Inspire Exchange Outfitter. Gary, welcome to the show.
Good to be here, my man. Good to be here. Thank you.
All right, Gary. So I'm excited to get into Inspire Exchange Outfitter and to talk about really how you've built this brand from scratch and also how you're competing out there and doing some really unique things, in my opinion. But just to get us started, let's start this show the way we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Gary, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's our mission here. Gary, what mission matters to you?
Well, the mission that matters to me is the fact that I want to be the change that I want to see in the world, right? And not just as a startup company owner, but as a person. And I know there's a lot of people out there who has the potentials to do what they set out to do, lack the motivation and lack the inspiration. So as far as what mission matters to me is that I want to put that same energy in me out there to the world with my brand.
That's awesome. Love bringing mission-based entrepreneurs and executives on the line to really inspire our audience and really to make the change that you're talking about. So I think that's awesome. Maybe just to get started. So of course we'll dive into Inspire Exchange Outfitter and we'll talk about your company, you know, how you're really building it from scratch. But maybe just to start off, tell us a little bit more about your background and how you got started.
Okay, long story short, I'm going to go ahead and give you the middle full version of it. All right. I came to the U.S. when I was 9 years old. So before that, I was in an entire different continent, a different culture, tradition-wise, everything is different from where I came from to where I am today. But just starting from 9 years old, I have always been like a little miniature overachiever. Overachiever in my neighborhood, going on camping trips, you know, it just, I'm always set out to do better than the person next to me, you know, and things kind of took a turn when I was in high school. Actually, one of my adoptive parents actually passed away. And that really put a strain on my mother and me. So basically I joined the military at the age of 16 years old. So I was in high school at the time. I joined the U.S. Army at 16. I wanted to help my mother out with bills and whatnot. Again, things didn't go as planned, right? So I got out of the military when I finished my term. And after that, I got into the car sales business. I was selling cars. I started an insurance business. I tried to build my own brokerage firm. Yeah. I guess my background is that I have always been in that mindset of, you know, being in sales, being a businessman, you know, and such a business person, building a team or whatnot. And around that time is when I started dabbling with online presence of the business world, right? I started, you know, doing things that every teenager does at the age of 18, 19 years old. You know, they go online, they start Googling, okay, how to make money online, how to do this, how to do that, right? And I guess it took me up until a few years before today, when I actually got to the point, okay, I figured out how to get customers online
Yeah.
Right? How to get traffic to my websites, right? And how to get paid on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't remember how many online brands I've built in the past,
yeah,
and they all failed. Like failed. You know, I start up one, I forget about it. So I have always, you know, being grown up in this business mindset, I still remember I started my first physical business when I was in high school. I was a grass cutter, right?
Yeah.
Everybody else was charging, you know, $20 per yard or you know, whatsoever. I'm over here charging $45, $50 per yard. And when people were asking me, my man, why are you charging so much, you know, just to cut my grass? And I said, well, are you looking for a perfection to get done with your grass? Or are you looking for someone cheap to cut your grass and have uneven lines?
Mm-hmm.
So I have always been able to add the sugar on top of the coating.
Yeah.
When it comes to business.
And Gary, one of the interesting things about your background and what you're doing, and I can relate on this one. I tell people all the time, I'm like, I don't have it all figured. I'm 20 businesses in. This is the first one that really, you know, had some real meat on it, and that it's like, oh, okay, I can picture doing this. It's a big enough vision and it's a big enough thing that I can see dedicating my life towards. Like, it's hard. Like, when you're first starting, you're learning these different things. You're kind of finding your spot in the business world. Is like you said, you had a bunch of businesses and you're like, I started another one, didn't figure that one out, get the next one. Speaking to some people that are maybe a little bit further behind or not in terms of their entrepreneurial journey. So maybe they're still in the middle of starting that second or third online business or that digital business. Or maybe even it could be brick and mortar too, right? But what kind of advice would you give to those entrepreneurs out there that are kind of in that, you know, in that grind going from, and maybe are maybe even coming off a loss and now they're starting their next one? Like, what kind of things would you tell them?
Okay, so as experience speaking wise, mm-hmm, when I will get people asking me advice on how to get started in their business ventures, okay, or how to get their brand started, how to do this, how to do that, and many of them will try to ask me questions that's 3 to 4 years ahead of their time.
Yeah.
Or they will ask me questions on trying to help them to lay everything out before they even get the first step started. The first step is to do the research, right? Figure out what is it that you want to do, how much capital you're going to need, right? But most importantly, start an LLC in the first step.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people be asking me questions on production and making sales and all that stuff. And I'm up here like, look, man, you can't do any of that until you have an LLC and a tax ID startup. You can ask me to sit down with you for 30 minutes and go over some business ideas with you when you don't even have an LLC startup. Mm-hmm. My advice is don't try to plan everything out, mm-hmm, in the get-go. Start an LLC and then do the rest of the research. Do the business as you go, right?
Yeah.
You figure it out all in one day. Just do the next step and figure out how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a simple way.
So that's speaking to those that are maybe just getting started. So let's take it maybe one step further. Let's say that somebody's watching this and they got a product launched and they're doing some of those basics and they're making sales and they're like, oh, okay, wait a minute, this one's going to work. Like, they're getting excited about it. What would you tell them they should be thinking of next in terms of like their next kind of priority set? And of course, this is not to put you on the spot. Obviously, this is going to be different for every business owner, for different niche and genre and stuff like that. And also, you know, revenue, all these things are, you know, infinite variables. But I mean, in terms of their mindset, like, they're finally there. So mindset wise, and they're like, man, this one's going to work. Like, what kind of things would you tell them?
Okay, I would tell them the same thing that I would do.
Mm.
Right. I would tell them, so instead of thinking, because when they're starting out, just like me, when you're starting out, you're thinking about a million things, right? And once you make that first product sale, once you have that first product launch, mm-hmm, you want to go towards a direction to where you're reaching the masses, right? So pretty much with every dollar that you make from your product sales, you need to reinvest that into your business and launch on the scale to where you're focusing on trade shows, which is also the one I have in coming up in California, in Los Angeles on the 8th and the 9th at the Los Angeles Convention Center, right? So that's what I'm doing. I want to focus on the masses to where I'm getting a massive brand recognition and outreach to where I'm not just focusing on selling products. I want people to know what my brand is and who my brand is.
Yeah. And so going one step further in terms of brand, and I think this is actually a great transition to go further into your current company. So first off, just to set the conversation, tell us more about Inspire Exchange Outfitter.
So I started my brand because I have always been very, very, I like to give back, you know. There's a lot of things that I have done in the past to where I don't even think twice about it, but I'm actually helping somebody in the process, mm-hmm. right? And that's the one thing I've always been good at. So I started my brand, Inspire Exchange Outfitter, because I wanted to relay the message mm-hmm. of inspiring yourself and motivating others through my brand, mm-hmm. right? There's a major topic that's being mm-hmm. ignored throughout society. This is a major problem that is being ignored in society, and that is to help those who can't help themselves, right? So another reason I started my brand is because I want to have enough capital to where I can build a sustainable communities throughout the United States for the homeless. And that's going to take a lot of money, right? Because I'm tired of seeing people being homeless and nobody's doing anything to help them, right? Mm-hmm. I don't like to publicize this, right? But I'm actually the first person that will actually give them food, give them money, give them drinks, you know, just to help out throughout their day. But I want to do that on a massive scale to where they can actually have a place to live, mm-hmm. right? A place to get a job where they can work for me or my associates. Mm-hmm. That way I can help them get back on their feet, which is another reason why I started this brand, is because, like I said, I want to be the change mm-hmm. I want to see in the world.
Yeah. And it's brand aligned. So when you think about like Inspire Exchange Outfitter, and so when you make that connection between, okay, this is a clothing brand, right? And you think about like, what are some of the things behind the name? What are some of the things behind the promotion and what you're doing? You can see it matches, right? And that's the thing about being brand aligned.
Yes.
All right, Gary. So I want to go further into the product itself. So I know it's athletic wear. Tell us a little bit more about the products that you sell currently on the site.
Okay. It's actually, you're right. I do have athletic wear. I want to build the next household name brand. Mm-hmm. Right? So I focus on athletic wear. Right now, I'm in the transition of getting to the point where I can focus on the seasons. Not just on the merchandise I have, but also the seasons to where people can wear athletic wear in the winters, athletic wear in the fall, athletic wear in the spring, athletic wear in the summers. I want to get into the point where I'm actually researching these products mm-hmm. as I build them, like innovation-wise, because nowadays there's actually a lot of technology that goes into these materials.
Yeah.
Right. And I want to figure out a way to make my own materials down the line and get patented, mass produced, and also basically streamlined mm-hmm. for my clothing brand. Right. But yes, as of right now, strictly activewear. On top of that, I do have lifestyle clothing, mm-hmm. dresses for the women. So right now it's kind of dabbling in every style of clothing right now.
And I think another thing that was interesting about your brand and that kind of caught my eye was that when I went to your website and I'm looking at it and I see the athletic wear and I'm like, wow. So you're as you said, you want to build another household name brand, right? In terms of athletic wear and then beyond, right? So do other types of clothing, other things as well. But like you're competing there, like the types of materials, the types of sourcing, the type of all of that, like you're already providing quality like that, even though like you're not, you know, one of the household name brands that people go to right this moment, like an Under Armour or something, but you're competing with them right now. Tell me a little bit more about like kind of what goes into that thought process, because it's not an easy thing to do.
Okay, so there's a lot of statistic research that goes into trying to figure out what the other brands are doing and et cetera. Social media is my best friend. My best friend. I can follow every brand out there at my fingertips. So I'm also on LinkedIn, to where I can see company insights and performances. I can see their numbers and statistics. But on top of that, I also do a lot of back-end research throughout different platforms. I do a lot of market research throughout my back-end platforms. So in a nutshell, it's a lot of numbers, a lot of charts, a lot of things that nobody will care about. It's not fun.
But that's what makes the product, though, at the end of it, right? Like, this is what gives you some of this competitive edge you have.
Yes. Okay, so on one of my sports bras that actually just launched recently, you can put a phone on the back of the sports bra. So is there you know, there's a built-in pocket that not a lot of people think about. Same thing with the leggings that I will be mass producing. It's going to have pockets built into the leggings. I want to build athletic wear to where there's also convenience built into it. I hear so many girls complaining to me, saying things like, you know what you should do with your athletic wear? You know what you should do? You should put pockets. I go like, what, you don't have pockets? No, I don't have pockets. It's a pain in the butt. I got to keep both my phone and my purse.
That's great. So when we're talking market research, sometimes it can be that easy as well, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So Gary, what's one of the things that you gave us your vision? You told us a little bit more about the marketing side, using leveraging social media, leveraging digital, leveraging in the trade shows, of course, to get your brand out there further and further. So what's next? Like, what's next for you? What's next for the company? Like, what do you see next on the horizon?
Well, hopefully 10 years from now, right, I will have distribution centers built out throughout the country. Hopefully get to the point where I can actually dive in and branch out into other sectors under the same brand, but dive into other sectors as far as tech, as far as being collaborating with other huge corporations. I want to get into household items. I want to get into, so just a little bit of everything, but majorly tech, because tech is where things are going nowadays. And I want, you know, kind of like Elon Musk and SpaceX and Tesla and all that good stuff. I'm going to do exactly that, but with my brand, and dive now to other sectors and branches.
That's awesome. Well, Gary, just have to say it's been great having you on the show today and learning more about you, your background, and of course, Inspire Exchange Outfitter. So if somebody wants to learn more about the clothing brand or they want to follow your journey, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way for them to do that is, one, to go to insprexchange.com. And they can see all sorts of beautiful merchandise that I have out there for everybody to see. And on top of that, they can also go to my private domain, which is garyvestal.com.
Fantastic. Well, Gary, again, awesome having you on the show. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. I'm going to have those links in the show notes, so you can just go click on the show notes and head right on over and check out the merchandise. So I was on there looking, and I mean, you're going to be surprised when you see it. It's a great site. Great thing that Gary's doing with Inspire Exchange Outfitter. And we're happy to support him and to bring him on our platform to help him spread the word. So again, go check out that website. And if this is your first time viewing the show, by the way, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. We definitely want you to be a return listener or visitor, depending on what platform you're watching us on. And that being said, we have many, many more mission-based entrepreneurs, executives, and experts coming on the line next. And we don't want you to miss a thing. And Gary, thanks again for coming on the show. It really has been a pleasure learning more about you and your business. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Adam. It's amazing to be here.